What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, and I'm one of your hosts. And tell them who you are, my love.
Marcus Anthony Tanksley, your other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? This is a weekly podcast.
Yes, it is. What else
we talk about? Everything, y'all. We talk about our families. We talk about relationships. We talk about religion a little bit. Politics, current events. We talk about it all.
All of it.
And everything. We don't skate around it.
So if this is your first time tuning in, what's up?
What's happening, family?
Please make sure you rate and review us, especially if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. Also, come on over to my Facebook. No, not my Facebook. Yeah. Come on over. You can come to my Facebook. That's cool, yeah, too. But come on over to our YouTube channel, That's Your Gangster TV, and you can see the podcast there, because it's a banger. Pam, 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 pam. Also, we want to give a huge shout out.
Big shout out to our the immediate family.
They are our Patreon members. They're watching us live.
They're the wings right and the riders. Now. They are watching us. They are commenting.
Yes, they were laughing because I started this podcast out the gate real strong because my husband, who is the host, just in case we didn't mention that before.
Fully ready.
Not only that, he decided to swallow his water so hard. It sounded like he was opening and closing a door. Don't do it. Don't do it. Y'all heard that. So just so you know, there might be some other things that take place on this podcast purposefully to irritate him. I have a condition that makes me hate a lot of certain noises. It drives me insane. Drinking loud. Stop it.
What?
You heard it.
Oh my God.
Don't roll your eyes like you didn't hear it.
Angel, you really need to see somebody about that.
I might need to.
You manifest a lot of that in your mind.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Look at you. Anyways, I also want to give a huge shout out to the sponsors of this podcast, this week's podcast. We have Magic Spoon, Apostrophe, and Usual Wines. All sponsors that we are truly in love with. And
we are.
Can't wait to tell you about them later. But before we do that, and before we jump into our first segment, before we jump into the main topic, and our first segment is called What's Got Us in Our Feelings.
Yes.
And I just have to say, something's got me feeling real good.
Does it?
Yeah. You know what's got me feeling real good?
What's got you feeling good?
My vice president elect is a black woman.
Fire.
I just am so excited. I was not someone who thought it was going to happen. Not because I didn't think she was qualified. I was actually rooting for her for presidency, but I knew she wasn't going to win that one because people weren't excited about her. I was really hoping that Biden was going to pick her when she dropped out of the presidency election. I was hoping he was going to pick her as vice president. So when he did, I was like, oh my gosh.
I thought he knew that was his only chance.
It was between her and Stacey Abrams. And as much as I like Stacey Abrams, I know Stacey can do so much more for Georgia.
Georgia needs her more than the country needs her.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, and truly, heck. Joe and
what about Karen Kamala? Bass? You think she would have been a good pick vice president for him?
Who?
Not Karen Bass. You know who I'm trying to say.
No.
Name the people that was running for California that would have won. Running that would have won definitely.
What
it
you
was
mean?
Joe Biden, Kamala Harris.
Was it a black lady?
No,
or a white
lady.
Oh, you talking about
short... Elizabeth Warren.
I was about to say the short hair woman.
Yeah, why didn't y'all say something? Y'all knew who I was trying to think about.
He said Carol Baskin. Carol, you don't know Carol Baskin because you didn't Tiger King. So no, somebody thought you said
Karen Bass is what, but she Carol Baskin. Yeah, it's Tiger King. The only reason I know that name is because of that dude. Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Killed her husband, whacked him. That's the only reason I know that name. No, Elizabeth Warren. I think he would have had a good chance picking her also.
No, I think they would have definitely lost.
Yeah, you think so?
Mm.
But yes, Kamala. Fire, y'all. She was so fly out there in her cream suit.
Oh my gosh. I teared up multiple times just thinking about what she represents.
Yeah. She represents a lot.
Yeah, like...
like, any end of the spectrum you own is like, oh, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. You black, that's me.
Yeah, yeah,
black. You Asian, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you biracial, that's me.
That's me, yeah.
So, that just... I didn't think that it was going to be possible because I knew that there were so many people who were going to vote for Trump regardless.
Yeah.
You know, all the things of, you watch the Russia, they did this thing. They're going to hold hearings and they're going to impeach him and all this other stuff.
The only thing other than this that could have got that man out of office is his own wanting to leave office.
Right.
I said that from the beginning. Right. There's nothing they're going to be able to do.
So,
the system is made by criminals for criminals.
But no, as far as in this election,
oh, yeah.
I knew there were going to be people, like there was nothing that was going, people who want to vote for Trump, there's mm-hmm. nothing you're going to say to make them vote the other way.
Right.
So it, I feel like it took people who didn't vote.
Oh, I had a conversation a couple weeks ago.
What?
With somebody about, it was just a general conversation and they didn't know which way they were going to vote. And I'm like, how could you not know? And I gave my opinion mm-hmm. on people vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. And they didn't say, but I think I pretty much persuaded them not to vote for
him. But anybody that needs to be persuaded not to vote for Trump.
I wasn't trying to persuade.
No,
yeah.
But anybody that needs that conversation, I'm going to have one eye on you. Because you don't give two craps about me.
Yeah.
That's the way
I knew that when I was having a conversation. But I don't think they realized it until I said what I said. Then they're like, oh, never thought about that. Oh, you didn't?
Kill me. Never thought about it. You did too. You just didn't think somebody was going to call you to the table on it.
Yeah.
So it took people who had not been voting to mm-hmm. come out to overcome. Because I don't think there were many people. That's what I was saying to Melissa and Kevin and Marcus. Is I wonder how many people in this election voted for Trump the first time, because I feel like he probably still
had the same amount of voters,
had the same
didn't
voters.
Lose a single voter.
That is what I honestly feel, that
that's actually
he
a good
has
fact.
The same amount of people. It's just more people came out to get him out of office.
Here's the only thing that makes me say he had to lose some is because so many people that were directly affected by his negligence.
Yeah, but those are the type of people, even though that's the case, but there are people who will...
No, but definitely people that who will be like, find another reason in their mind to vote,
yes.
to still vote for him, but the other people like, no, this is on him. Like, ain't no way I'm going to support this dude. But the other people I think he lost were the people that was like, I don't know how you couldn't have seen anything that mm-hmm. he did coming, but those people was like, but I'm worried about my money. And I think a lot of them were just like, hell with the money. It's going to be here. I can't have his fooling office mm-hmm. no more.
The Patreon family, they're saying that he definitely lost some voters. He didn't lose enough. That's what I know.
Nah, for it to be that close, he ain't
lose
enough.
He didn't lose enough. But anyways, watching her come out to a Mary J. Blige song in an all cream suit. Her looking like Black Don't Crack. That woman's almost 60 years old, looking good in 43. She looked like she crossed the pledge the summer before I did, or the spring before I did.
Yeah, she did.
Just the way we showed up and showed out as Black people, we turned a lot of states by how
we showed up. My boy, he lives in Atlanta. He texted me. He said, people don't know it, but Clayton County, Georgia is holding they votes back like the big Joker.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to just be that pop right on top. Like, oh, y'all thought y'all had a chance?
Mm-hmm.
That one sent me under when he said that.
Yeah. But no, it has me feeling great. I'm walking on sunshine because of it. Really excited. And it opened the door. You know,
it's crazy how much of a weight it feels lifted off. Like, what's his name in the news, even though he messed up, said she came out to Beyonce, poor thing.
Heck, I thought it was too at first. I couldn't hear.
It was
the
so
voice.
Loud where we were anyway. It was just
I
four
was like,
of
is
us.
Is that Beyonce?
And it was just four of us, but these fools were so loud.
Of course.
But what he was saying, what's his name?
Van Jones.
Yeah, Van Jones, what he was saying on the news is like, I mean, he broke down crying and everything. He was just like, it was only 4 years, but to have an administration leaving that set this whole atmosphere and this energy into throughout the country of complete division. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like racism was at an all time high. I don't feel he made America what it used to be in the '50s. Like, mm-hmm. he completely divided, and it's just like, yeah, you got these extremely racist people, and they are emboldened by mm-hmm. his rhetoric. All yeah. the stuff that he puts out there is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. It was divisive. He was definitely divisive.
Oh, and you know, evil don't be paying the price that it need to pay. just like, but yeah, go. I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's just that's what's got me feeling good. What's got me in my feelings is that there is a Black woman, a part of the Divine Nine, who went to an HBCU, who has just worked very hard. When mm-hmm. I look over her career, regardless of what people feel like she did during her career, that woman has been working. So I'm excited to see what she does as vice president. Most of the time we don't pay any attention to vice president, but we're going to be paying attention today. Just every time I see the pictures of all of the vice presidents.
Yeah. And it looks awful.
There has never been anything but a white man.
Family, immediate family. Did y'all see that? The pictures that they put up of all the vice presidents, and then they had her standing real tall on the side. Mm. It looked like, just like the presidency.
But no, even in the presidency, we've had something other than a white man. We had a Black man. So I don't. And this is the one thing I don't like when people put, she's the first woman of color. No. She's the first woman. And she's the first person of color. You only have to say the first woman of color if another woman has been there before, or if another
anything other than a white man.
Yes. But no, she's the first female or woman, period. And the first person of color. Yeah. So it's just, it's a huge, she's filling some big shoes, and I'm so happy for her. What's got you feeling good? You can't use mine.
I planned on using. I had a phone call late last night by, actually, he's my mechanic. He works on my Mustang. That's the one person I trust to work on my Mustang. And he never said he was a Trump supporter, but the fact that he called me that late to talk and get other people's thoughts on what just happened, it sounded like his man had been crying all day. So I just let him talk, and as he was talking, I pulled the phone away. I said, I'm having my very last conversation with this man.
I can't believe you had the conversation.
I had to, because it was so entertaining.
No.
I was just like, he was like, you know, and just all the conspiracies that he has just infused in his mind. Just the stuff he was just, I'm like, what are you watching? Where are you getting this stuff from? Not even like in terms of Republican, Democrat, like party, but just government, period. Like, he was coming from so many angles. And I'm like, is this why you so good at this, the mechanical stuff? Because your mind just takes another route that I never even, my mind never fathomed to go down that wormhole. Mm. I'm like, I'm having my very last conversation with this man.
He wouldn't have got nothing.
I don't know if I am or not, because he's cheap, y'all. He don't be charging me nothing to work on work on my Mustang. The stuff that he be, it'd be like, so much money saved just by going to him.
I can't do it. He would have got cussed out if it were me. But it wasn't me.
If it was somebody supplying your hair, you'd been like, we ain't gonna have it.
No. I just would listen. I'd just be bald headed out over here. But I'm serious. I cannot. Especially, he's not in Kentucky. He's in a very progressive city. So there's like, the answers that he's trying to figure out were easy to find before Election Day.
Very progressive city, yes. But we all know, go to Santa Clarita.
He's not in Santa Clarita.
He ain't got to be in Santa Clarita. That's where he lived. It's the thing in California. There is no separation of cities. Like, you got Santa Clarita's right there, Simi Valley. That's all Trump. You know how the amount of fat flags that I see? And I told him, I said, it's not that.
I'm not saying that they're not Trump supporters out here. I'm saying if he wanted to understand how people would not be voting for Trump,
his wife is Filipino.
You ain't got to something. Go that far.
But yeah, what I told him, because he was just like, you know, it's crazy how, you know, just overnight all the votes changed. You know, he has so many more supporters. I was like, no, I think just the Trump supporters are much louder than anybody else. I said, I've never seen a 20-foot by 40-foot Joe Biden flag, but I see multiple flags like that flying on the back of pickup trucks on the 405 every single day.
That's the truth.
I said, I think it's just, they're just a lot more louder and it makes them seem like more. But I said, me and you, we have two completely different backgrounds, two completely different cultural stances, so we're not going to see eye to eye on any of this. Well, no, it's not about that. It's not like I'm a Trump. So he started backpedaling. I just had to hear what he was saying. I thought it was entertaining.
He did.
Very entertaining.
You thought it was entertaining. I did not. So what's got you feeling some type of way?
The mailing system. They annoying me, like, very much.
What's going on?
Just with my beard and body butter.
Oh, because it's not getting delivered.
Yeah, it is getting delivered. Most, like, 99% of everything that's shipped out is usually shipped in a good amount of time, but that 1% that's not, it's annoying. So I'm going to have to put some insurance on these orders, or just give people that option to purchase insurance. For y'all that don't know, I have a beard and body butter. It's called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com, check it out. But I'm, you know, business is going well. I'm not mad at all, but I ship out items, and once it leaves my possession, I have no control over what happens, and that's what I don't like. But yeah, like, I have no control over that. There's nothing I can do but offer my apologies and see how I can help.
Well, before I tell y'all what's got me feeling some type of way, I'm about to tell you something else that's got me feeling very good, and that's our first sponsor, Usual Wines. You all who are avid listeners of ITGTCAA know that Usual Wines has been a fan of the podcast, and the podcast has been a fan of them. Cheers. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker like myself. Each bottle is 6.3 ounces. It's a heavy pour. It's about a glass and a half. So you get a nice, you know, I hate going to restaurants and they give you like the proper little blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, come on, honey, pour the rest in there. So, well, Usual Wines, you ain't got to worry about that. You also don't have to worry about pouring wine down the sink. I literally did that 2 days ago. There was a bottle of red that I don't know was open Amy from when.
An open bottle of wine somewhere that we always throw in.
No.
It ain't a whole waste, but it's usually enough in there. It's like somebody could have swigged this and finished this
right.
off.
Right. But what I never waste is my Usual Wine, because each is an individual pour, so you don't have to worry about having a stale wine that is no longer good. So you always have a fresh, crisp rosé.
Yes.
Usual Wines are made from the world-class American viticultural area in California, like Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara, and is made with minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. The wines are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. Some of the different grapes they have for their wines, they have a red blend, they have a rosé, and they have a sparkling white wine called Brut. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by no sugar. So with the fermentation process, you ferment until and sugar goes out and alcohol comes in. But certain wine companies stop the fermentation process early on purpose to keep some of the sugar in there. Usual Wines is like, no. We're going to ferment it all the way out. So we end up with zero sugar and you end up with a very crisp, dry wine.
Say it again.
It's very zero crisp. Oh, tell them what I'm supposed to be saying.
Zero sugar.
Zero sugar. Okay. And they also don't put in any additives or chemicals, which is actually allowed in the USA. And a lot of wineries do it, but not Usual Wine. So I would love for you all to check them out. I'm actually, well, I was drinking some of them. My husband had a bunch of mine, but I'm drinking some right now. You can check out their website at usualwines.com, www.usualwines.com, and use our promo code ARGUE for $8 off your first order. And try your first glass on us. Again, we actually are huge fans of Usual Wines, so feel free to check them out.
Y'all, I got boxes.
Yes, we do. And we drink
them. Like, keep me some boxes of Usual Wine.
UsualWines.com. Promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
So let me tell you what's got me feeling some kind of way. And this is why the podcast is late today. We have, or had, an infestation of fleas.
We don't know if it's an infestation.
I'm going to call it one. I'm going to call it because me and all my kids have been bitten up. And specifically, the one that's been bitten up the most is Amar. One is because he's closest to the ground where these fleas must be. And two, he be getting in the dog's bed.
Getting in the dog's bed, the pen, laying on the dog. He goes outside, lays on Supreme, the big dog.
Yeah. So there was first some miscommunication between me and my husband because we realized that the puppy had fleas. And so I gave her flea treatment. Fleas be gone. Marcus kept saying, I don't think Supreme has fleas because he's not scratching. We not realizing that Supreme just old. So he's just like, go ahead and bite me. I don't care.
When I gave him a bath and I didn't see any fleas on this dude. I'm scrubbing him and looking and scrubbing. I didn't see any fleas to the very end. He had like 3 or 4 dead fleas like under his tail, which I've never seen them there before. And then he's like one like struggling, clinging to life. And I'm like, oh, so he did have a couple fleas on him. So
we sprayed the backyard.
And everything.
But I thought that Marcus had given him a flea treatment. So all of that is for naught because even though the fleas were washed off, new fleas just show up. And I'm like, thanks, friend. Where the puppy.
Well, I meant to do it a couple of days later. I didn't want to give him the treatment right after.
You're not supposed to anyway.
Yeah, right after giving him a bath. But then the week happened.
So the puppy has on a flea collar, but she has no fleas on her, but she is scratching for her life, y'all. She is just losing.
I mean, she's got a dermatitis problem anyway.
Yeah, but her dermatitis problem, I'm now almost certain, is because of her getting bit up.
I just be having these diagnoses.
No, I'm dead serious. It's from her being bit up. Well, Amar first had a couple of bites near his rear end. Now my baby, they tore my son to shreds. I'm like, what is happening? So we threw out the dog bed because we're figuring out that's where it is, where it's at. We had to vacate the house and get the house exterminated. So we had to take the dogs with us and sit in a backyard of our friends.
It's been a trying day, y'all.
Today was trying.
On top of, I went to work this morning.
And the dog has had flea drops. Somebody asked, what about flea drops?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, both of them have had flea drops.
They've had flea drops. The puppy gets medicine as well. And flea baths. So, like, we're not just like, you know.
Yeah, no, they should be completely eradicated at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, I was at work this morning at 4:50 a.m. I was expecting to come home, take a nap. I had to do some shopping because we got Bald and Beautiful stuff coming, y'all. Got to get ready for that. And she was like, see if Fernando, the exterminator, can come.
Yes, like, I was like, Fernando got to come because my baby's over here looking
terrible.
He was like,
actually, yeah, I can be there in the next 30 minutes. I was like, God dang it. So we was literally gone all day. I literally got home, started cleaning. We packed everybody up, the dogs, the kids, and left the house and got back here. And I passed out, or tried to pass out. I wish I could have passed out all the way.
Yeah, it was, it's so terrible.
And
they
just sitting there, and I was confused. I'm like, wait, we do got a podcast up. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was like, we
got
to do the podcast. He's like, so I took I had a bunch of clean clothes on the couch that some had been folded, some hadn't. So I was like, just in case these puppies have any fleas in them. Sorry about that, guys. I got a phone call. In the middle, the live is still kind of frozen. Sorry, you guys. Got a phone call in the middle of the podcast. So sorry. I'm trying to put it on Do Not Disturb, but I can't.
You need to get your life together, Angel. This is ridiculous. You gotta be more professional than this. I will not stand for it.
That was the young lady that allowed us to be in her backyard while we were being exterminated.
That ain't got nothing to do with you being unprofessional.
I'm about to pinch your nipple. So something that you all had brought up that we wanted to do for today's podcast.
Hold up really quick. Somebody, one of the media family asked, why did that mechanic call me? That's because I've always kept it 100 with him all the time. And I guess he was calling. Oh, can I about your faces? I guess he was calling to see if he was losing his mind. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Bye.
He said, let me call my black client.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what that was. So somebody
go way back though.
Somebody asked us to had we done the Enneagram test. And I feel like maybe a while ago I did the Enneagram test on myself. But some of these words that they're using seems like I haven't. So for those of you all who don't know what the 9 Enneagrams are, unfortunately, we can't tell you. It says how it works. Basically, it's your personality type, right? And it's actually like really simple. Basically, what they do is they figure out where you kind of fall within these different styles of your personality. So there are 9 personality types. They have the peacemaker, the reformer, the helper, the achiever, the individualist, the investigator, the loyalist, the enthusiast, and the challenger. And we'll go over what me and Marcus think we're going to do. And they actually have numbers. There's type 1, type 2, type 3, type 4, yada, yada, yada. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you what we are guessing that our type is. And then we're going to take the test and tell you what we actually are and how this is what I say would be helpful in knowing this. Knowing what, I guess, your personality type is, I think helps when dealing with working with other people. Knowing like how you operate so that you can kind of allow that person to know you better. Like me knowing you and knowing how you move helps me deal with you in a more effective manner. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking? This all is crap?
No, it's not all crap. I think in order for you to, for two people to use this in order to work better together, they would need to be damn near experts on each category.
No, to know. You think, I think this website, we're on EnneagramInstitute.com. I think it gives tips.
All right, but yeah, I don't know where all these psychological things come from to break down and categorize personalities.
People study
folk. I know people study folk, but it's like, everybody can be any of these at any given moment, depending on the situation they're in, I believe. This is where I'm coming from.
I think they're saying where you mostly lean to.
Yeah, I know it's where you mostly lean to, but it's, you know, you got people that's just like, well, I'm a this. Like, but what about if you were doing that?
And that speaks to your personality. Yeah, just this whole thing.
she said, we're going to do our Enneagrams. I'm like, what is an Enneagram? How long have you known this word?
For a little bit.
Heard this word today.
Well, we're going to do it today, and I'm excited that we're going to do it today. So let me first break down what they are, okay? Number one, which is the reformer, is principled. No. Did I say it right? Principled? Yeah, principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and perfectionist. Number two, which is the helper, is generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing, and possessive. Demonstrative. You can say that too?
No, demonstrative.
No, I'm saying demonstrative works as well.
Never heard that word. That's two words I ain't heard.
You ain't
demonstrative?
Never.
No.
Demonstrative is the same word. It's just
okay. I think that's a wrong way of saying it. People just say people say irregardless. Now it's in the dictionary.
No. That's a word that wasn't a word. Demonstrative. That's another way to say it. Number three is the achiever. Is adaptable, excelling, driven, and image conscious. Number four is the individualist. Is expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. Number five is the investigator. Is perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. Number six is the loyalist. Is engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious. Number seven is the enthusiast. Is spontaneous, versatile, inquisitive, scattered. Number eight is the challenger. Self-confident. Decisive, willing, and confrontational. The landlord is awake. That's what I'm laughing about.
I thought you said confrontational. That's you, Martin.
Number
regardless
nine,
of what else it said.
The peacemaker is receptive, reassuring, complacent, and resigned. So, tell me where you think I am, Marcus. Which one?
Why is it not recording?
It is recording, baby. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Which one am I?
You are the... Where is it at? Six. Engage. Yeah, you're the loyalist.
I'm the loyalist?
Yeah.
Oh, because there's no more space. Pause for the car.
See that, y'all? I just try to chip in and help out.
We'll just and I'm hush. Basically we'll told be that, back. I'm basically after told these, to
shut up.
Yes, after these
brief next time I won't say nothing.
Messages. So this is the perfect time to tell you all about our next sponsor. Sorry for all the technical difficulties, but let me tell you what. Something that always makes me feel good when I ain't feeling great is a good old bowl of cereal. Oh my God, my God. There's something about the sweetness and the comfort of like the milk, whether it be cow's milk or almond's milk. Why did I put an S on almonds? I don't know.
That's what you do. You black.
It's something about it. But I don't be eating cereal like that because cereal has so much sugar in it.
Yes, Magic Spoon is awfully delicious.
That is where Magic Spoon comes in. Because Magic Spoon don't have all that sugar.
It don't.
You can be a full grown adult, okay, trying to live your best healthy life. Amen and amen. And be able to have that cereal to comfort you in the middle of the night. Because that's when I like a good bowl of cereal. Magic Spoon is zero sugar. 11 grams of protein. Only 3 net grams of carbs in every serving. Okay? Woo, Jesus. So many of you have asked and now you're finally, and now you can finally build your very own custom variety box, okay? So you can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus brand new flavors. Ooh, they got peanut butter and cinnamon. Not together. There's a peanut butter and there's a cinnamon.
I was trying to put that together. Like, what's that going to be
what's
like?
What's that going to taste
but
like?
But I'm going to try.
Because as y'all already know, as I've said several times, Frosted is my jam. It is very few WW points for me. So I'm here for it. I think it's only 2 or 3 points.
I'm about that blueberry, cuz.
You about that blueberry life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think hook. I would like the cinnamon, too. I wonder if it's like French toast type of deal. Mm. Like that would be just yummy. Woo! And it honestly tastes really, really good. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. Just don't get no better. So this is what we would love for you to do. Go to magicspoon.com/argue to build your custom variety box and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code ARGUE at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/ARGUE.
ARGUE.
And use the code ARGUE for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Magic Spoon. Yay! Appreciate it.
Okay.
Love them. Man, you know, I'm fixing me a bowl before I go big.
Come on, get it, babe. Get it. So, as I was saying prior to the our technical difficulty, but I'm sure my editor is going to piece this together very nice. What do you think I am out of the 9 types?
I believe every time we get to this part. What did I say?
So
where's it at? Oh, no, you're the 6th, the loyalist.
I'm the loyalist. You yeah. think that I am engaging, responsible, anxious, and suspicious.
That is you all through and through. You've displayed all of those this podcast alone.
And what do you think you are?
You know, I'm like a combination. You know, give me a little bit of a little bit of 6. I'm like a 13. You take a... I'm going to go ahead and say it since y'all ain't going to say it. I don't know. I guess the 8? The challenger?
The challenger. You think so?
Maybe. I don't know.
8 is where I put you as well. It was between 8... It's between 8, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I was looking, going through 3, like, yeah, I see that one.
You are perceptive. You can be isolated sometimes.
Innovative. I do it all every day.
Mm.
All day.
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah, it's exhausting.
to be innovative. Not too secret. And I didn't mean to say three. I did not mean that. I meant to say four.
Yeah, I guess a little bit of that one, too. I don't know. Like I said,
four. So four is expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. It's also known as the individualist. Individualist, just the name of the title, sounds like it's you. And I agree with you. I thought at one point, at first I was like, yeah, I'm number one. But then I was like, nah, I'm not a perfectionist. At one point in time I was, but I threw that away real quick.
When you do that?
Early, like early on in adulthood.
Yeah. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. That's how you took it. I saw it was written all over your face.
Right. Is that right? Then I thought I was a little bit of three because I am very adaptable and I love excelling and I am driven and I am image conscious. That's why I don't be cussing on this channel like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, no, that's not my brand. Like, people know I cuss, but it's not like.
Angel is a sailor.
After I got with this man, I was like, yeah, let's throw this around.
Same as you're drinking, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to take the test. I think we are. Let's see. We have to get a test code. Hold on. Purchase a test. Sorry. We have to purchase a test first.
Everybody about to buy no test?
We're going to buy this test for the podcast. Hopefully I'm buying the right test. I apologize. I don't.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's that one. Huh?
Yeah, it's this one because that one don't tell you your code type. Okay. Y'all going to see us actually do this together. Okay. Let me move that. Have you ever taken a personality test at all?
Yeah, I'm sure I have multiple times.
Do you not like taking them?
I mean, it is what it is.
Is this how you're going to answer?
A, B, C, and D, those. I've had taken those before. Let me think. I've taken many personality tests. It's always a different one that gives you a different title of what your personality is. That's why I can't remember all of them. Not that I don't give them credit, but it's just like, all right, there was another study that somebody did.
Everybody's saying theirs was free. Hold on.
Did you press purchase already?
No. But I like a good free now.
Now, who is it? Which one's free? What was that, Trudy?
Yep, Trudy. You're right. Look it. This is why we love our Patreon. They were like, hold up. Okay.
1.2 million tests.
Here we go. Well, I'll answer the questions on mine, then we'll answer Marcus's. All right. I strive for perfection. I'm not going to put accurate. I'm going to put close.
Neutral. Or close. High, close to, yeah, call yes. it high neutral. Ain't no such thing.
I work hard to be helpful for others. Accurate. Yes. It is important to me that others like me. I don't know. It's
call it neutral.
You think it's all the way neutral?
Yeah, because you don't be caring.
Okay.
But sometimes you taught me to not care. I did. Me?
Yeah, I think you
did. Hey, hold me. Uh-huh. I teach you that. No, you was like it long before me.
Okay, neutral. It's important. It's important to me to achieve great things. Yeah. Yes. I make significant contributions than the average person. Yes. Yeah. I feel my emotions very deeply. Neutral. I have a sense that other people will never truly understand me. No. I think deeply about things. High neutral. I am prepared for a disaster. I am. But, yeah. I'm prepared for it, but not highly prepared. It is important to me to avoid pain and suffering at all times. That's slightly inaccurate. I seek out experiences that I know will make me happy or excited. Yes.
Yeah.
I see the positive in every situation. High. Yes. High neutral me.
I'm not afraid to tell someone when I think they are wrong.
I'm not afraid to tell someone when I think they're wrong. Is that you specifically? No, that's a neutral.
I think that's wrong.
You think what?
You do you. This ain't what I think you are. It's what you think
but
you
no,
are.
This is a podcast, so you have to participate in me taking this test.
You are never afraid to tell somebody when they are wrong.
You think so? Okay, so.
Yeah, all the way to the right with that one. Keep going. Yeah, that one.
I let other people make the decisions. That is low-key wrong.
Step one, got
it. But we're moving fast, babe. Right. We're
moving fast. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Hold on. Let me put my baby on my shoulder. Oh, my sleepy baby. I appreciate having rules that people are expected to follow. Yes.
That's Angel. They need one pass to accurate on that one.
I'm concerned about security more than anything else. Neutral. She don't be caring. I think a lot about what will happen in the future. Accurate. I don't fit in with ordinary people.
Ooh, that's a little... You fit in with everybody. We'll call it... No, go... High accurate.
High accurate?
Low inaccurate?
Yeah, low in... If I fit in with everybody...
What was the question?
I fit in with ordinary people.
I don't
fit in. I don't fit in with ordinary people. Oh, okay, you're right. Okay, sorry. There is rarely a good reason for changing how things are done. Neutral. I always finish my chores. Absolutely.
Inaccurate.
It's not inaccurate. There's a lot of stuff
you start all of them. You don't be finishing none of them.
You a lie. I have a whole YouTube channel because I finished editing and uploading stuff.
How long did it take? You don't. All right, they didn't put a time limit.
I check carefully for mistakes. Oh, no. I always try to be a better person. Yes. I check carefully for mistakes and errors. No. I like to be, and I do, but I don't. I feel like I could do people better.
Who I can help.
I'm tired of that.
You tired of it, but you do it. No, change that. High neutral.
I like to feel that I am an important person in my social groups. High neutral. It is important for me to be successful. High accurate. The organizations I belong to would not function well without me.
Yeah.
High accurate. High neutral. I often feel overtaken by my emotions.
No, you can take it all the way
there. All the way at the bottom. Yeah, you're right. I'd be blocking out any emotion. I have always felt different from other people. Not accurate. I like to analyze things from every angle. Neutral. I always have a plan for what I would do if things go wrong. No. Even lower. I avoid situations that bring up negative feelings. Nah. I seek excitement.
High neutral.
Okay, guys, there are 4 more pages, so we're going to try to move fast. I'm good at seeing the bright side of things when others complain. Accurate. I do not hesitate to call people out when they are behaving badly. That is
the same stuff again.
I know. That's the only thing I don't like about personality tests. Yeah, I feel like they reword the same thing.
Stuff. Yeah. I go along with what other people want.
That's high neutral. People should follow the rules instead of doing what they feel like doing. I feel that way accurately. I seek out relations that offer me some type of protection. Neutral. I clearly visualize what could happen in the future. Yes, because I'm a prophet. Average people often find me a bit weird.
Accurate. We'll take it to high neutral.
Okay.
Because you are weird.
I've liked to do things as I've always done them. Neutral. I persist until a task is done. Low neutral. I spend time trying to discover and correct my faults and weaknesses.
Low. Yeah, you can put it there.
You don't think I'd be trying to correct my faults and weaknesses?
It's not that you have a lot of faults and weaknesses. You just like...
I hired a whole maid to correct that fault.
Baby, we've been at this for 16 years. You can't say...
Well, no, because you kept saying no.
I kept saying... Why did I say no?
Because you kept saying, you got to get better.
You need to live cleaner.
And I tried.
Before you start paying for somebody to clean.
I hold myself to high standards. I do. I'm a natural caretaker.
High neutral.
I want people to admire me. High neutral. I want to achieve a lot in my life. Accurate.
Yeah.
If I am honest, I feel that I am a bit better than other people. Accurate. I feel a deep sense of grief for what I have lost.
Everybody else saying theirs was shorter.
Oh, well, that's not what they gave us.
All right.
I am an unusual sort of person, high neutral. I take time to understand things more deeply than most people do. Neutral. Okay, we getting through it, y'all. We're getting through it. It's important for me to feel prepared in an emergency. Why we keep saying this?
All right.
I'm distracted by sad feelings. Often make changes in my life when things get boring. Optimistic, yes. I like to tell people what I think, even when it's hard to hear. Neutral.
Yeah.
Follow the group. No, inaccurate.
Comfortable in organization, clear head.
I do.
Yeah, that's easy.
I take measures to protect myself and my loved ones from harm. I
make plans for the future. God dang it.
Yes. I'm an unusually unique person. Ah, I dislike trying. No. I focus on my responsibilities. Yes. I read books that help me be more productive at what I do.
Neutral. Yeah, true. Yeah, because you do that sometimes.
I put pressure on myself to do things right. Absolutely. Yeah. I take the initiative to help others and make their life easier. Yep. Yes. I put in the effort to make good impressions on other people. Yes. I'm ambitious. Yes. I'm an important member of social groups. Yes. We're almost there.
I don't think we're doing mine, y'all.
No, we are. We're going to find the shorter one.
All right.
I can describe my emotions in depth and detail.
Yeah. Accurate.
Accurate.
That's all you do is talk about your goddamn emotions.
I feel like
it ain't mine.
I'm always aware what can go wrong in any situation. I have many ways of avoiding situations that get me down. Always up for a new adventure. I believe things will always work out. High I stand neutral. Up for what I believe in.
High accurate.
High accurate.
Yeah.
I let accurate. Other people take the lead.
No, neutral.
I dislike when people who disrupt things by breaking the rules. High neutral. I make alliances with people to stay safe. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I look ahead. I have different interests than most people. Neutral. The traditional way of doing things is the best way. Neutral. I'm responsible and reliable. I have plans to improve myself. I make sure even small details are correct. I'm caring for other people's and their needs. I want to be a person that others can look up to. I push myself to succeed. Last page, guys.
Stick with us.
I want to make important contributions to my community. Neutral. I used to. Well, y'all are my community. I have very, really strong emotions. I never truly belong in social groups. That's a lie. I want to learn as much as I can about how the world works. Not really. It is important for me to understand what I can do, what we can do wrong in a situation.
Yeah. Take steps to ensure I feel sad. Yeah.
Try new
things. Life interesting.
I'm an upbeat person.
Yeah.
I am usually the one to take a stand when others won't. Right there. Other people have stronger opinions than I do. No. Everyone has a role to play in society and duty. Yes. I'm concerned with protecting what I have. I have a good sense of what my future holds. An average person with ordinary likes and this. No. I try new ways of doing things just to see if they will work.
Low neutral.
I have a great deal of willpower. Self-improvement is a major interest of mine. All right, let's get our results.
Yeah.
You know they're going to be like, give us your email. See? This is exactly what they did.
They're going to be sending you crap every 10 minutes.
So y'all said we took the wrong test.
Yeah, yeah, they're giving out the other website. Shantae, yours was shorter. Let's go back through this. Yeah, I was going to do mine on my phone, but we thought it would be shorter and you all would just hear our results.
Okay. The primary type is 3. It's to understand how it drives your core emotions and fears and desires, as well as how it impacts your relationship and at work. So 3 is the who was 3? So I'm a lot of three. I'm 98% three. I'm 95% eight. So okay. Three is the achiever. Yes. Yeah. That makes sense. And eight is the other one that we said. And then one, the perfectionist. See? I be perfected. Mm-hmm. I didn't want these, what you call them, chewing up me and my baby, because I'm a perfectionist. I didn't want these,
is that what it is?
These fleas. I said, a perfectionist would not want this. I'm going to take a screenshot of this. And you know what we'll do? We'll pause the podcast. Actually, we're going to do this last sponsor.
Apostrophe.
And then we'll pause the podcast, have Marcus take his test, and then jump to it so that people aren't having to watch the long test yet again. So let me tell you about Apostrophe, okay? It is a prescriptive skincare company that connects you with a dermatologist online that can prescribe you products to meet your skincare goals. Now listen, it don't matter what age you are. We all have skincare goals, whether it be you just trying to get rid of some acne, whether it's you've got a scarring or you have hyperpigmentation, dark spots, fine lines, breakout, even redness. Let me tell you, Apostrophe is for you, because sometimes going to a good dermatologist can be hella expensive. So expensive. Well, Apostrophe wants to make prescription skincare that you can actually use and that it's easy and affordable. Okay, all you end up having to do is going to Apostrophe online, and then you take a quick online questionnaire about your skincare concerns and medical history, and then you take a few like selfies with no makeup on, and then your dermatologist will get back to you in 24 hours with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. You didn't have to get out your house to go to nobody's doctor office.
You ain't went nowhere.
You didn't have to do none of that. And not only that, Apostrophe's compounding pharmacy custom blends and hand bottles your prescription and ships it directly to your door. So you don't even have to leave out to get the prescription that they prescribe to you. They're like, honey, we're just going to send it to you. It don't get no easier than that. Plus, your first order comes with cute stickers to decorate your bottle. Okay, so you could be real cute. Also, their prescription creams come in an airless pump to ensure that the potent ingredients stay effective. So for me, y'all know my skin is pretty. It's holding up real good. I got that Kamala, okay?
Mm-hmm. You got that Kamala?
I got that Kamala skin. But these lines, okay? These little fine lines trying to show up by the side of my eyes. I'm not here for it. That's something that I was like, Apostrophe, y'all help me. Tell me what's going on. So for you all that are always asking me, what is your skincare regimen? Angel, what do you do? Go check out Apostrophe, because I am not a dermatologist. Don't you take my, don't do what I do as far as in my own skincare regimen. Find a dermatologist that can tell you what is best for your skin. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what we would like for you to do is get your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com for only $5. When you use our code ARGUE, the code is available to our listeners only. Okay. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com and click begin visit. Then use the code ARGUE at sign up and you'll get your dermatology visit for only $5. Wow. That's apostrophe.com, apostrophe.com, and use that code ARGUE to get your dermatology visit for only $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Apostrophe.
Thank you, Apostrophe. So y'all check them out. Get your skin on fleek, okay?
Get it on fleek, y'all.
So we're going to pause.
It's wintertime. You don't want that chapped face.
That chapped face. So make sure you all check them out. We're going to pause the podcast and we're going to come back with Marcus's Enneagram results. We'll be right back. And we're back. And now we have Marcus's test results. Yes. So he did a shorter test because the one I took on Truity took forever. He took his on Enneagramtest.net, just in case somebody wants a shorter test. So your top ones are?
My number one, type 5 investigator.
Mm-hmm.
Number, the second one they got me is a type 1, the reformer.
Ah.
Was that one of the?
I don't remember that. The Reformer?
The other is the Challenger.
Which we thought that you were, is the Challenger. So number five is the Investigator. So they call it the Reformer on there. No.
No, type one.
Type one is the Perfectionist.
Perfectionist?
They call it a Reformer. The Reformer.
Okay.
So
the Investigator, Perfectionist, and the Challenger.
So the Investigator, you seek out understanding and knowledge and are more comfortable with data than people. That is Marcus.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie.
Mm-mm.
But you do?
No. Think you're cute, don't you?
You the one who said the podcast should lie when the truth will do.
Hey.
So what I would like to do is I would like for us to be able to dive deeper into this.
You
hate personality stuff?
No, go ahead.
Not right.
See, a lot of this stuff, it's even hard for me to answer because I'm like, I don't know. I don't pay much attention to like going into situations. It's like, all right, just get it done. I don't think about, okay, when you're faced with this type of situation, are you this or that?
They should have a question on the test. Right now, you feel like this is stupid. Yes or no? And I think that would help.
Yeah, like, lead down a shorter, the more accurate for me.
Yeah.
See what happened.
I just think that all of these tests, they have to ask the same question over and over again in different ways just to see if there's any like outliers. But it does like get irritating. Yeah. It's just like, didn't I say?
You asked the same, each question like six times, I think. Every page was the same question, just asked a different way.
Asked a different way. And so that alone, but I feel like even...
So you had the same amount then? No, you didn't.
No, because I had way more questions per page.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you had 36 and I probably had 60-something. They gave me so many questions. But what I want us to be able to do is like figure out like... What, especially on this website where they talk about the personality superpowers, I want to know, this is the thing about me, the reason why I like this stuff, is that I do want to know what my assets are, in the sense of sometimes I don't think I realize, because I'm me, sometimes I don't realize what I could actually be using of me that other people don't have as a strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've just been living as me for so long. I'm like, yeah, but don't most people, half the time I be thinking other people do what I do. And I just don't see it. And then it takes somebody being like, no, most people don't do that.
Yeah.
You do that. And I understand that you don't care. You just do what you do. But I still think even with you becoming more of an entrepreneur, knowing not just your superpowers, but also your weaknesses.
I think I got my weaknesses down. I was trying to find them powers.
No.
Weakness is like, yep, that's another one. We'll put that in the bucket.
I just think that if you can find out what your weaknesses are in like...
Oh, I can list them.
No. But you can figure out... Or put it like this. No, if you find out what your strengths are, you can stop pushing so hard for your... trying to perfect your weaknesses and just being like, I'll outsource for somebody else to do the thing that I'm weak at, and I will focus on just working in my strengths.
On a deeper level, because you know I'm already doing that.
What you mean?
Outsourcing. On the
No, like, yeah, you talking about asking me to do stuff?
Yeah. You know, like Marcus, I'm like, hey, it's, you know, hey.
But
this
is
what you're telling me to do.
But still, like,
I'm like, go do work.
As somebody just said, yes, I think this helps us find our zone of genius.
Yeah.
Because I you know, especially...
I say it all the time. You know, this ain't my zone of genius. It's closer to yours. Type.
But did we both get the same first one as our strong, as our strength?
Who was yours?
My biggest one was it... No, your biggest one was five.
Five. Yeah. Which is five on here?
Five is the Investigator.
Yeah.
That was your biggest one?
Yeah.
Okay, mine was the Achiever. So no, we weren't the same. But yeah, I want to go deeper into this, and then you
we
all.
We both had eight in it, though.
And those of you all listening, come back with yours. I know some of y'all who are in Patreon have been listening you alls, but I do. I want to kind of go into this. I know Marcus is like, what? Go into this journey of look at how, if y'all.
I'm just watching you talk.
Okay. Go into this journey of like.
Oh bullshit! No.
Of like, what would make us work more efficiently? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I were to focus just on these things, I would soar. And if I just have somebody else do these other things instead of me focusing on there.
Mm-hmm.
And same for you. Like, what is the thing that you could focus on so that you can feel like I'm murdering it in this sense in my entrepreneurship?
Mm-hmm.
Add to this conversation.
No, I'm listening. I'm taking it in.
I know you're listening. Now I would love for
you. I mean, you scratching is distracting me.
Listen, it's distracting me. But go ahead and add to the conversation. Woo.
Answer the conversation.
Add to it is what I said.
Is that answer? I mean, yeah, it definitely helps. It's like, but so we'll try it with this one. But it's like, which one of these would be the best test to do?
Okay, well, me and you can take two more tests of different, like, not just the Enneagrams. There's the other one, the one that tells you, like, if you were in INJT or something like that.
What is that?
It's another personality test, but they give you, like, four letters to explain who you are. It's like introvert, extrovert, something, 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 something.
I feel like we did that one on this already.
We might have, but yeah. I think.
No, I'm just saying, I think we, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to do for this next time. Oh, but guess what? Is this podcast going to be traveling?
It might be.
You guys, we might be in a different city for the next podcast. We've already done a drunk podcast before.
I think it'd be more entertaining to do another drunk podcast.
And then come back to this?
Maybe, yeah.
Marcus, sure. Killing what? My ideas, killing my
I ain't
vibe.
Killing your idea. Let's do it. Let's do it.
See, y'all.
Let's do it. God,
it doesn't matter how much you say it in a higher pitch tone. Your sentiment has already been laid out that you don't want to do this no more.
I say I didn't want to do it. We already talking about
it. I didn't say you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, let's dive deeper into it.
Do y'all
see,
that's the
innovator in me.
Uh-huh. Is that the innovator?
Yeah, and
in
the
you?
Peacemaker.
You didn't have that.
It was in there somewhere. Exactly. I didn't have it, but that's what I'm doing.
Here's what you're trying. Is Kevin List going to be guest next week? I don't know, because I don't want to wear them out.
Yeah, we ain't about to. But ain't no telling what next week might look like. However, what I will tell y'all is, we have half the amount of likes as we do had people watching. See, I need to go on over and hit that like button.
Mm-hmm.
Smash it. Grind it. Put your heel into it.
Put your heel. Put your heel. Put your heel. Sorry. I'm super excited, you guys, about the Bald and the Beautiful. I can't wait for you all to see. Ooh, and Patreon will be able to see our Bald and Beautiful episode that we just shot.
Yeah, Patreon.
Unedited. Either tonight or tomorrow, so be on the lookout for that banger. What else? I feel like there's so many things that I'm forgetting to tell you all.
Where'd you get glitter from? Where were you on?
The strip club. Where I be working. Where I be,
they don't use that kind of glitter, because it's usually in the oils. This is just random, like, arts and crafts glitter.
I was trying to get it off. I was out there being the peacemaker out there. Coming to the stage.
You got
stage.
The wrong kind of glitter on, is what I'm telling you.
The peace maker. Pop, pop, pop. They like it.
All right.
Okay, so no. I can't remember what else I need to tell y'all. But next week, we're going to come back a little more organized. That's a lie.
Week after next week. We're going to be back next week, but week after next, we're going to be more organized.
Yes, so get ready. Take the test. What I'll do, Patreon people, I'll let you know what tests we're going to take so that when we come back to the table, we're all organized. We'll be having Farron and to hear more on the podcast soon. We'll be having JT and Nene from Pillow Talk Podcast on here soon. We're going to try to end the year with some really fun things.
Yeah. And so, y'all, I'm going to be changing up his look too.
He's determined.
It's going to look different,
I think.
This ain't us. Y'all see that behind us? This is more Angel than me.
That's why I think we should just go back out there.
Nah, that ain't us either.
Okay, guys.
Fam.
If you want to be a part of our Patreon, go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel so you can see all the trouble we had today filming this podcast.
Also, the family stuck in here with us too. They just like, we're going to sit here and watch these fools figure this out.
Also, check out our sponsors, Magic Spoon. Audio Boom is not one of the sponsors. Magic Spoon, Unusual Wines. Nope. Magic Spoon.
Hey, Deborah.
Usual Wines in apostrophe.
Yes.
Check out all three of our sponsors.
We're live here. This is going to cause an argument, and she's at it again.
Am I? Listen, Deborah's your mistress, if that's the case, because she be up in here.
She thick.
Thank you again, Patreon members, for watching and being here with us. Thank you to all those who aren't Patreon that watch and listen and watch us on Facebook, on YouTube, and then listen to us on all the audio platforms and podcast platforms. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So until next time, people, y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, family.
Bye.